Now on the record, we're going to talk about something you probably appreciate about the Pacific Northwest, green space. In West Seattle, there are 33 undeveloped acres, the biggest piece of undeveloped land in the city of Seattle. It's called the Myers Parcel. Right now, that parcel is owned by Seattle taxpayers. It's the last place in the city where a new big public park could go. But the parcel is up for sale to developers, meaning that acreage could become more housing. Reporter Adiel Kaplan with Investigate West says as Seattle grows, the city is balancing competing priorities, housing and accessible green space.
It really is the last chance to take a large piece of completely undeveloped land in the city and maintain it that way. There's a ton of animals that live there. It's got a thriving ecosystem, and it's also in a part of town that is not one of the more the richer areas of town. There's a lot of social justice work going on over there, just on the edge of the parcels. I think to the west side is the Greenbridge Affordable Housing Development, and so there's a lot of places that could, a lot of ways that this would benefit the local community.
A decade ago, the city set a goal of 1 acre of green space for every 100 residents, and now they say that's just not going to happen. Why is that?
Well, we grew a lot. I think we added about 70,000 people in the last 10 years, and we're projected to add another 120 over the next 20. And those people have to go somewhere. And the goal of 1 acre per 100 people gets a lot less realistic when you're not expanding your boundaries and you are adding, 200,000 people. And I don't think they anticipated that.
The city at one point wanted to have an acre of green space for every 100 residents. We've grown a lot, so that's not realistic now. But you'd expect that, right? We grow. I mean, is that a big loss that we can't have an acre of green space per 100?
For a city that's called the Emerald City, probably. But at the same time, the Parks Department is prioritizing making parks more accessible. So the parks we do have, they want to improve walkability to those parks and find more ways of creating public community spaces, even if they're not necessarily going to be new grassy and tree-covered areas.
Are you talking about pavement parks?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You also get into this in your article. Pavement parks, would you say not really a park?
They're definitely a park. They're a park the same way that any sort of public square is a park, and they add a lot to the community. They add value. They create gathering spaces.
Well, think Westlake Park would be an example, right?
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time,
a little used area that can be set aside with some chairs or some activities, even if it's not green.
And that's exactly the idea. The park we talk about in the article is the First Hill Pavement Park, and that's actually an intersection that wasn't being used at the corner of Union University in Boylston, and it just was this awkward, odd-shaped triangle that didn't have a lot of traffic, and it was kind of confusing who had the right-of-way anyways. So they blocked it off with some cement planters, painted the pavement bright blue, and set up a bunch of tables and chairs. And you can see people there fairly regularly.
But you're saying that's not enough?
Well, there's certainly not any grass or trees that are growing in there.
Well, let's talk about grass and trees and green, because the city has a new 20-year comprehensive plan for growth. What does it say about green spaces?
It doesn't particularly mention green space so much as open space. And we're seeing an expansion of the definition of open space, which may at one point have just meant traditional green space, park space, to emphasize more these creative solutions such as pavement parks or parklets, which they call these little kind of wooden areas that you can put in a parking space that create seating near restaurants and things like that, and a few other similar solutions to be included in what open space is.
The big picture here is that in so many ways, Adiel, we're trying to deal with growth and density. And in you're arguing what? How do you think Seattle is handling that growth with the need to breathe a little?
Well, That is the conversation that we have going on. You're absolutely right. And green space is just one aspect of it. But it's a particular aspect that's important because we can't backtrack on this one. If we lose the green space to developers, you're not going to undevelop the land. That's not how the economics of development work. It's sort of a, if we lose it now, we can't get it back later kind of thing.
So you can see the logic, though, right? The city can make money by selling off some land and use that money to maintain other parks, or I don't know if it could even go in the general fund for, we have all kinds of needs in the city.
Well, right now it's supposed to go to the general fund. The money has been earmarked to go fight the homelessness crisis, or at least half of the money has, and the rest will probably be folded into the general fund. But as for maintaining parks, we have the Parks District levy from 2014 for that. And that was mostly focused on park maintenance. It's about 47, I believe, million a year, and 2 million of that go to acquisitions. But the Myers parcels is 33 acres for less than $2 million that would be, you may not make a lot of money on that, but you're preserving a part of Seattle that will otherwise just get developed.
How do we compare with other cities our size when it comes to green spaces?
We're doing good. We're in the top, 10 or so cities when you're looking at a lot of different environmental and sustainability factors, and we want to stay there. You know, we have this this track record and this claim to fame. We love our parks. We're the Emerald City. I mean, that's such an important part of the city's identity, and it's something that may be a bit of a challenge to hold on to as we deal with increasing density and growth.
Adiel Kaplan is a reporter with Investigate West, and we've been talking there about the Myers parcel in West Seattle, but then the bigger issues of parks and green space, pavement parks in this city. She wrote about this, and we're tweeting out a link to that article right now at KUOW.